there comes a point where we really have to decide, I don't want to be like a balloon in the wind anymore. I don't want to be buffeted by circumstances. You know, Venerable Geshe uses this expression. He says, controlling our mind. We find it difficult to control our mind. And some people hear that and think, ooh, you shouldn't control the mind. You should let the mind do whatever it wants. Well, it's actually one or the other. Either we're controlling our mind or circumstances are controlling us. Either we've taken responsibility for what happens inside of us, or we're like a puppet on a string, determined by, governed by what's happening around us, over which we have no control. Meditation is a method to get to choose. How am I going to react? Like, how often have we been in a situation where we know what would be the ideal reaction, but our mind isn't doing it, and it doesn't seem to matter how much we tell it to, it won't do, our mind won't do what we're asking of it. It's reacting in a way that we don't want it to do. It's reacting in a way that's clearly undermining our happiness, sabotaging our situation. How wonderful it would be to have a mind like a well-tamed, well-trained horse. You know, a well-trained horse is attentive to its rider, just awaiting instructions. Where do you want to go, boss? Let's go. I'm ready. It's like a team that wants to take us to the places we want to go. There's a mutual enjoyment. That's what our mind can be. Our mind, you know, for so many of us, for so much of our life, our mind is our worst enemy. Through meditation, we turn our mind into our best friend, our greatest treasure, the source of our deepest, richest happiness. So talking about this being buffeted by circumstances, Venerable Geshe says, such fluctuations of mood arise because we are too closely involved in the external situation. We are like a child making a sandcastle, who is excited when it is first made, but who becomes upset when it is destroyed by the incoming tide. By training in meditation, we can create an inner space and clarity that enables us to control our mind regardless of the external circumstances. Gradually, we will develop mental equilibrium, a balanced mind that is happy all the time, rather than an unbalanced mind that oscillates between the extremes of excitement and despondency. So we are too closely involved in the external situation. What does that mean? It means we are investing our expectations of happiness and our fears of suffering into the external situations over which we have no control. That's why we're so affected by them, because we have this mental equation imprisoning us that tells us, I need this and this to be happy. And so we're monitoring that situation, sort of desperate that this and this happens. Or we're thinking, I can't be happy without this and this. Or if this and this happens, I must become unhappy. And that, A, is not true. You know, it's not true that the situation determines our experience. Although it may seem like that, or it may seem that we've been oscillating from excitement to despondency, and there's kind of dramatic lurching in our life from one crisis to another crisis. If we actually check a bit deeper, it isn't true that the external situation determines our experience. Because if it were true, then everyone would react in the same way to the same experiences. And that's not true. Observably, that's not the case. You know, some people, you tease them gently and they're wildly offended. Some people, you tease them gently and they feel even more affectionate. They feel closer and warmer. You know, so many, you know, we all have in our circle of acquaintance some people that everyone around them is like, you know, stepping on eggshells. They're trying to surround them with cotton wool because they're so highly strung. Even ourselves, you know, something that happens on one day, we might have a really bad reaction to. The same thing happening on another day, not a bad reaction. What's different isn't the situation. What's different is the mind. Now, for me, the most vivid example of this is always, a terminal ward in a hospital where everyone there has the same prognosis. They're only there for palliative care. They're not going home. Death is the ultimate conclusion of their life's journey and of the disease as it's progressed through their system. And some people in that situation are very afraid. Some people are very angry. Some people are at peace. Some people have reconciled themselves with their lot and are at peace with the life that they've lived and are able to die very gracefully in a dignified way. They're the same situation, but very different experiences. What's different is the mind. The clearer that is for us, the more obvious it becomes. I must work on my mind. I must learn how to control my mind, choose the reactions and feelings I'm going to have. And that is meditation. That's what meditation is. It's learning to get that freedom in our mind. So we choose our reaction. Venerable Geshe says, if we train in meditation systematically, eventually we will be able to eradicate from our mind the delusions that are the causes of all our problems and suffering. In this way, we will come to experience the supreme permanent inner peace of nirvana. Then, day and night, in life after life, we will experience only peace and happiness.